any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of scum.
Forever and ever, we should stick together. We need ska now, more than ever.
Beefy.
Hi, this is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from the Interrupters.
Hey, safe from Mustard Bug.
Hi there, you wonderful star listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan Pete. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh, yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
nothing will ever change. I guess I'll never get out of this game.
Not just how good is that, how good is this? Yes, I'm back. I had a week off last week and Ska is revived. Biffy Ska Club coming at you live from Melbourne Town. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of Biffy's Ska Cult. Regular listeners to this show will know over the past 4 or 5 months, I guess, we have kicked off the show with a compilation from around the world. A couple of tracks or 3 tracks off each and every compilation. We have been to Brazil, Argentina, Thailand, New Zealand, a couple from the Netherlands. We did a Ska Sid compilation a couple of weeks ago. And this time around, we are very, very close to home. These tracks were taken off a little compilation called File Under Ska, a Victorian Ska compilation from way back in 1997. Some legendary names appear on this compilation. There was actually a follow-up done in 2000 and another compilation called The Ska Bar that came out in 2004 on the same label. And we have news about the Ska Bar as well, which I'll pass on a little bit later in the show. Anyway, File Under Ska, Volume 1, a Victorian Ska compilation, features bands like Area 7, who you just heard. That was the last track. Offbeat Kind of Sound. That was on their No Logic EP that came out in 1995. We kicked off the show with H Block 101, Naked City. H Block 101, legendary ska punkers, or more punk with a little bit of ska thrown in, but they were phenomenal. H Block 101 got a couple of tracks on this one. And in the middle, The Living End teaming up with Yeah Yeah for a track called Out of This Game. How good is that track? Unbelievable. And I've been playing The Living End, their latest release, two or three weeks ago now, I suppose, which I love. I really do love. So Living End have a ska relationship dating back to way before 1997, and I just had to play it. Why not? If you get the opportunity to play a ska-y version of Living End, you've got to take it with both hands. All right, who else is on this album? Era 7, H-Block 101, Loin Groin. Yes, Loin Groin, couple of tracks. Willis's Afro, doing a Sublime cover by the look of it. Ringleader, I don't know much about them. Field Trip, Scattered, Skanking Shaman. Yeah, no, that's about it. Or most bands have got two tracks, so there you go. What's on the Fallen Skirt 2? Vile 8, Sly Boots, Commissioner Gordon, Area 7 again, Ringleader, Cheese Excursion, the Australian Ska Orchestra, Shelf Life, another Loin Groin, in fact, 747, what a tune that is, Cryptic Lanes, Oi Ska, Addiction 64. So yeah, File Under Ska. Check them out if you can. There are a number of tracks available on YouTube, not all of them. Alrighty, so tremendous. Yeah, yeah, features some well-known names from the Melbourne ska scene, including Adam Dennis, who was part of Looney Tunes, Stuart Ferguson, who is part of Caledonian Castaways, now over there in Perth with Red Tribes, also was a key part of Ska Vendors and the original Melbourne Ska Orchestra with First Stewie, and Tom Propp, who was also Looney. Who else do I recognise in there? Well, you may recognise the voice. There's a guy called John Stevo Stevens, who's currently the lead singer of Area 7. All right, so great. Great that we can bring a compilation closer to home, because we have been around the world, and when you find a 90s compilation of local ska, then it's time, people. It's time. Alrighty, thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for being part of Beefy Ska Club. I really, really do appreciate it. I hope you've been enjoying the ska pods that I've put online, because I've had to have a little bit of a catch-up because I did get behind. When you do three a week, so you get a bit of Beefy every other day, then sometimes life gets in the way, and it's amazing how quickly you do fall behind. All right, so I've got to only apologize. I'm now up to date. Apart from, I did put a post up on Facebook just before I came out to do the show. I couldn't work out why the show numbers weren't matching up. So I've gone back through and I've realized I missed a show. So that will be remedied very, very quickly. And you will get another bonus bit of Beefy. Well, it's not a bonus bit because it's a bit that I haven't done. So anyway, it doesn't matter. You will get that now. And that includes the request team, who were probably feeling a bit annoyed that they made the effort and I didn't put their tracks online for people all around the world. Don't forget, this is the world's number one ska radio show. So I do apologize to the request team. It will be recompensed very shortly. And I have got your request for this week. Done and dusted, locked in, and we are ready to go, people. Ready to go. Alrighty, we're going to stay in Australia right now, because a band that I've been championing, if that's a verb, it is a verb, definitely is, but I just need to say it right. A band that I've been championing... I told you I could say it right. Championing for a while out of Sydney, called Modus Fire. The album came out a day after the last live show, so I haven't been able to play it, and obviously I missed last week, so I am going to be jumping in right now. The band are called Modus Fire. The album is called The Weary and the Wise. A lot of these tracks are top, top notch, and I've played three already. So, why not play yet another one off this album? It is so good. I think I termed them prog ska. Last track, nothing on this album would cause me to change my mind. It is prog ska. If you like the JB Conspiracy out of the UK, then you will love Modus Fire. Please check these guys out. The album is great. It takes you on a journey, folks. It takes you on a journey. All right, without further ado, Modus Fire. This is one of my favorite tracks of the album. It's called Concentrate.
Sometimes I think I might be doing okay, but instantly the feeling goes away. Forgotten everything except my name. It's useless all the same. I think I have the attention span, the flight time of a boomerang, the same duration as a minute man. It's useless all the same. Oh,
fresh as yesterday's news. About as comfortable as high-heeled shoes. About as colorful as faded tattoos. I'm useless all the same. About as convenient as a late ballet. About as lively as a dead bouquet. About as legal as a stowaway. It's useless all the same. Oh, I wonder what I've got to do. To be honest, I don't feel a bit like you. And I don't wanna be like this forever. So I better get my shit together. Oh, I wanna know I still have time. Give myself a redesign. Don't make me, it's just too late. Maybe I can train my brain to concentrate. Well, I got no sense of direction. Don't take care of my possessions. Leave a mess everywhere I go. I think it's a good idea to just steer clear of me like you would with yellow snow. Leave everything to the last minute and it really puts me in it. Make a race to the finish line. And I don't pay enough attention, so misapprehension. She's a very close friend of mine. About as quiet as an instrument. About as distant as the intimate. About as guilty as the innocent. It's useless all the same. Oh, I wonder what I got to do. To be on top of it like you. And I don't wanna be like this forever. So I better get my shit together. So I wonder what I got to do. To be on top of it like you. And I don't wanna be like this forever. So I better get my shit together. So I wonder do I still have time. Give myself a redesign. Oh, maybe it's just too late. Maybe I can train my brain to concentrate.
Lick them all away, the bad boy silent. Lick them all away.
price is that? Brand new from Ranking Junior, with a bit of help from Sammy Preston from The Ordinary Boys, who he's teamed up with before. Absolutely brand new, that, and Turn Off the Silence. I think he had a birthday last week as well when I was off air. So happy birthday, Ranking Junior. If you don't know who Ranking Junior is, he is the son of Ranking Roger, and he is keeping the beat going. That's a phrase, but it's also a band. So The Beat featuring Ranking Junior is out on tour all over the UK. There are people trying to get them to Australia, and in due course, because as much as we want to see legacy acts like The Beat, Ranking Junior is the closest we're going to get, apart from Dave Wakeling himself. So if Dave, if you're listening, and I know Dave does every now and again, then it's been too long between drinks. Before that, another brand new track, Modus Fire from Sydney, have just released their latest album, The Weary and the Wise. I've played quite a few tracks off it so far, Toxicity being one. The Eyes of Oberon was the latest single a couple of weeks ago. And now I have played Concentrate off the album too. They are on Bandcamp. Check out the album. It is well worth a listen. It's a journey. There are so many layers to Modus Fire's music. They're so good. They really are so good. I know people are talking to them about coming down to Melbourne again, especially now they've got a new album. There is no excuse. They did come down in February as part of Scarfighter. Like I said, now they do have a complete album of new material. Get your ass down here, people. Get your ass down here. I'm sure we can set up a gig. Alrighty, you're listening to Beefy Ska Club, the world's number one ska radio show. Bit of news out of Philadelphia. Our good friends, Catbite, have just announced a bit of a UK trip. Again, they like going to the UK. They're definitely playing in London in October as part of the Common Thread Festival, which is, I think it's one day, but held over five venues. So Catbite being added to that is superb, and I would dare say they're going to play some other gigs as well. But talking about gigs, they just posted this on their Facebook page, and it is rather nice, and I'll give you a bit more info. Just listen in to this little bit of acoustic gold.
I don't care, and I swear I'm gonna make it, gonna call you a purple. I don't care, and I swear ain't gonna fake it in the night so tough. Oh, I don't care, and I swear I'm gonna make it, gonna call you a blood. I don't care, and I swear ain't gonna fake it in the night so tough. Oh, I don't care, and I swear
Acoustic Catbite. Now, they just did their first ever US acoustic set at M Theory Records in San Diego yesterday. They also did a gig in San Diego last night. But yeah, I think there's maybe a little bit of future for acoustic gigs, especially from Catbite. Sounded so, so good. Well, should we do a live version of that song? Not the acoustic live version. We'll just do a live version, because when you listen to Catbite, live is better. All right, call your bluff.
I don't care, and I swear I'm gonna forget it, and I'm so
A band called the Easy Beats from, yes, 1967. The band formed in Sydney in 1964, moved to London in 1966 because they were huge. Now, there is a story going around that they were in London recording, I don't know if it was their second album or whatever, is they recorded an album in 1967 and it never got released for one reason or another. I'm not going to go into that. But on this unreleased album, there are a couple of ska songs, and one is a version, a ska version of The Music Goes Round My Head. The other one is Sha-La-La-La, yeah, the one you just heard. Now, that does appear on a follow-up album, 1969, called Vigil. But apparently, the story goes, Harry and George from the band, they were obsessed with the compilation album Club Ska 67. And living in London, apparently around that time, Jamaican ska music was currently massive around London's mod scene. So obviously the Easy Beats were, for want of a better word, they were a mod band back then, and they listened to a lot of Jamaican ska that was doing the rounds in London. So amazing, they did a couple of ska tunes. Now, I can't really find the ska version of Music Goes Round My Head. I will try and scope that out at some stage. But the Easy Beats, wow. I know Francis from Resonators did tell me about the Easy Beats ages ago, so I'm glad that I could play that in the end. In Bands You Didn't Know played ska. And in the 60s, they were Australia's biggest band by an absolute mile as well. There you go. All right, before the Easy Beats, you heard Catbite, a live version of Call Your Bluff. Off their, what album was that off? Nice One from 2021. Also, a little bit of an acoustic flavour. They just did their first acoustic set in San Diego yesterday. All righty. What we're going to do now, we're going to move to On This Day in Ska. On this day in 2013, the Meow Meows released their album Somehow We Met. I've gone straight to the top. This is track one, England Is Over.
different face, the same disgrace.
Are you distracted? You've got no voice. And are you angry? You've got no choice. Or are you waiting for another day? Are you embarrassed? You have no say.
That's nice, isn't it? All the way from Taichung, Taiwan, the band called Shoot Up. That was a bonus track that got released as a single on this day in 2020. Yes, it was. The Dawn State EP had come out previously, and they just added a track and then released it as a single. Johnny Scar. Tremendous. I've not played Shoot Up before, I don't think, but I will be looking for more of their music because I bloody like that. Johnny Scar from Shoot Up, Taichung, Taiwan, 2020. Before that, a band that I don't know much about. I can't find much information about them. They're called the Skay Mates. They're from Japan, right? And that's about as good as it gets, unfortunately. I know they've had a few releases, but it's incredibly difficult to find band information about these guys. They have done, apparently, four albums between 2001 and 2008. But I just played you the single they put out, Sunny Dance, that came out on this day in 2006. A little five-tracker. It includes a track called I Can See Clearly Now. That may well be a cover. I haven't dived deep into it because I thought I'd play you Sunny Dance, the track that got released on this day in 2006. And then before that, the Meow Meows, another band out of Brighton, released their second album on this day in 2013, Somehow We Met. I'd play you track one because it's a belter. England is over. And apparently it's pretty apt for what's happening over there in the UK right now. Oh, yes. Political beef. Yes, political. On this day in ska, a much respected segment on this show. It will forever be that way. Alrighty, now it's time for
BB's Cover of the Week now, baby. BB's Cover of the Week.
Yeah, we got there in the end. Beefy's Cover of the Week. And this time, we're going to go all the way to Venice. On Italia. Yes, the Magnetics from Venice in Italy. They did not Venice. That's another Italian band I got coming up later in the show. They're from Milano in Italy, are the Magnetics. I should know, really, that they are from there. Brand new cover of a Ramones classic. Yes, Beefy's Cover of the Week is the Magnetics' brand new single, I Wanna Be Sedated. Are you ready to sing along with this? Because I know you're gonna.
This is rockin'.
Yeah.
We started the show with a compilation from 1997. I've dived back to 1997 and the Mighty Mighty Bosstones' spectacular album, Let's Face It. I could have played so many tracks off that album, but I thought I'd go with 128, and I've gone with 128 for a reason. Just got numbers in it, and I'm going to finish off the first hour of Beefy Scar Club for this week with another numbers song. I'll let you work that out in your cute little brains. What could it be? What do I finish most of my shows on? Anyway, I'll surprise you, or I won't. Mighty Mighty Bosstones, 1997-128, and before that, The Magnetics. Beefy's cover of the week. They're out of Milan in Italy. A cover of The Ramones. I wanna be sedated. Great stuff. A lot of the tunes tonight have been very short, and we've raced through the first hour, and it's going to be a genuine hour this week, which is surprising for me. Got a couple of announcements. This Saturday night in Melbourne, Looney Tunes are teaming up with Baggy Trousers. They're going to do a Madness and Specials night at the John Curtin Hotel. Tickets are still available, so it's at the Curtin, the home of Melbourne Ska. Or is it? Because I've got another announcement. So, Looney's are going to do their special show. Baggy Trousers doing their Madness tribute show, a very, very good Madness tribute show. So if you jump on it, it is Saturday night, doors from 7:30. That is going to be a spectacular night. Those two teaming up are very, very good, and a nice venue for those two bands as well. So it's not too big, not too small, and great, great sound in the Curtin. Now, I mentioned about the home of Melbourne Ska. Just announced is the return, yes, the return of the Melbourne Ska Bar. The first gig is, well, I need to tell you where it is. It's at the George Lane in St Kilda for a start. The first gig, the premiere gig of the return of the Melbourne Ska Bar, Sunday, August the 10th. Now, in the tradition of Beefy Ska Club gigs on Sundays, kids are free, it's an afternoon gig, you will get home before it gets dark. The first installment of the Melbourne Ska Bar will be Looney Tunes and Operation Big Jake Bosstone, as well as some tunes from DJ Gary Scarman. Yes, Francis got loads of things planned for the Ska Bar. It's basically going to be, I think it's the third, is it the third for second Sunday of every month, I think. So we're going to do something monthly at the George Lane Bar in St Kilda. So, like I said, we're kicking off with Looney Tunes and Operation Big Jake Boston with DJ Gary Scarman as well. So that is going to be a lot of fun. Tickets are available. Like I said, kids are free. It is going to be an early start, so you can get home before it gets dark. And obviously, being a Sunday, it's a school night. Awesome. So keep your eyes peered for the return of the Melbourne Ska Bar. All right, I just teased you with a numbers song from a Jamaican slant. What could it be? Well, it could only be one, really. The great Desmond Dekker with a bit of Uh-oh, Seven. This has been the first hour of Beefy Ska Club for this week. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of Beefy's Ska Cult. Remember, keep skanking!
Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers.
At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.